Pro-life leaders praise Trump attack on Democrats' push toward infanticide. By Dr. Susan Berry on February 5, 2019. National pro-life leaders praised President Donald Trump for his condemnation of recent Democrat legislation that demands abortion at every stage of pregnancy, even at the moment of birth. The president was right to call out the atrocious actions of lawmakers in New York and Virginia in pushing America toward infanticide, said Family Research Council President Tony Perkins. President Trump has not only been the most passionate president in talking about the humanity of the unborn, he has been the most persistent in protecting them. Perkins, however, observed that Democrats are unlikely to take up the president's call to work together to build a culture that cherishes innocent life. President Trump seeks unity, but the president is not seeking unity at any cost, he added. The unity that the president is seeking is with the American people, not with many of those here in Washington who despise what America stands for and spend their days trying to keep this administration from succeeding. A recent Marist poll found 75% of Americans want substantial restrictions on abortion, including 60% of Democrats and 61% of those who identify as pro-choice. Students for Life of America President Kristen Hawkins noted the presence of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's guest at the address, Planned Parenthood President Dr. Lena Wen. Never before has the contrast between the two parties been clearer, as there seems to be no line that the Democratic Party will draw when it comes to protecting either life in the womb or the health of women in abortion facilities, she said. And as we saw with Pelosi's guest, Planned Parenthood has friends in government as it draws in more than $500 million in taxpayer dollars. Susan B. Anthony List President Marjorie Dannenflusser said Trump has once again proved he is our nation's most pro-life president ever and is keeping his promise to the voters who fueled his victory. The contrast between President Trump's vision for the future and that of the Democratic Party, now dominated by abortion extremists, is stark, she added, pointing out that, on Monday, Senate Democrats blocked a bill that would have protected babies born alive after abortion to receive medical care. Senate Democrats had the chance yesterday to prove they are not the party of infanticide, and instead they doubled down on a radical agenda of abortion on demand through birth and even beyond, Dannenflusser said. That position is simply irreconcilable with the values of the American people. Maureen Ferguson, senior policy advisor with the Catholic Association, said the president accurately called out the brutality of the 12,000 late-term abortions that happen annually after 20 weeks of pregnancy, the point at which a baby in the womb can feel a pain. Research does not support the common pro-abortion rights narrative that late-term abortions are performed primarily in cases of severe deformities or when the unborn baby is determined non-viable. A study released in 2013 by the pro-abortion rights Guttmacher Institute found that women who were seeking both first trimester and late-term abortions provided the same reasons for delaying their abortions, including not knowing about the pregnancy, trouble deciding about the abortion, and disagreeing about the abortion with the man involved. The study found that most women seeking later terminations are not doing so for reasons of fetal anomaly or life endangerment. Tom McCluskey, president of March for Life Action, said while Democrats such as Pelosi and Virginia Governor Ralph Northam are in step with a powerful abortion lobby, they are out of touch with the American people. We ask Congress to heed President Trump's call to pass legislation prohibiting late-term abortion as well for a quick floor vote in the Senate on the Born Alive bill so that Governor Northam's infanticide fantasy may never be reality, he added. It is time for politicians, regardless of party, to stand up in favor of protecting innocent life.